In this UCLA classroom, a dozen high school students are regenerating cultural roots that assimilation almost severed, says Heritage Language Director Olga Kagan.
These kids are either a first generation born here, or a few of them are 1.5 generation, which means they came here early.
Let's go in.
Graduate student Larissa Karkafi, born and raised in Ukraine, leads these Russian heritage language learners through a story about a World War II orphanage. They laugh when a student misses the subtle difference between the Russian words for salted meat and elephant meat. The Russian most of these Southern California teens grew up speaking to their parents was limited to matters of the home. They didn't talk about culture, politics, or more sophisticated topics. The strain of the effort surfaces in 17-year-old Tomar Stepanov's voice as he reads from a workbook. He describes himself as a proud Russian-American. His family's home is filled with the Russian music his parents love and the aromas of his mother's Russian cooking.
I know I want to teach my kids, but when I finish like high school and go to college, I wanted to get an MBA. So I doubt I'll be using it in my job, but I mean, I definitely want to teach my kids and like carry on the tradition.
UCLA's offered these Russian classes for 3 summers. The university added a Hindi course this year. Enrollment for this summer's Persian for Persians classes more than doubled. Today, the class is learning the names of colors and holidays. 17-year-old Michelle Nasratian says her parents stopped speaking to her in Farsi when she started first grade because they feared language confusion would hamper her progress in school. A few months ago, at the family dinner table, Nasratian vowed to take a Persian class because she realized she couldn't understand what her grandfather was saying.
I kept asking him to repeat it, and after a while, khajalat kashidam. Like, I felt embarrassed that I couldn't understand what he was saying. And he mumbled at the end, like, "In bachaha amerikai hastan dige." Like, these kids are American, they're not Persian, they were born here, they don't know their heritage, their language.
Nosratian and her classmates were born in the United States to parents who left Iran after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. UCLA estimates that about 70,000 Persians live in Los Angeles County. Instructor Sherry Imami grew up in Iran. She's finishing graduate work at UCLA's Middle Eastern Language and Culture Department. She drills these students on basic concepts and on present-day political turmoil in Iran.
They're more proud of their culture and especially now with the stuff that is going on, they're like, they all want to learn about, oh, what's going on in Iran right now.
Student Michelle Nasratian says these classes are opening up another world for her.
I went to a tazaharat, a protest outside of the federal building. Before I took this class, I went, couldn't read anything, didn't know what the posters were saying. Afterwards, I saw everyone was wearing this t-shirt and I could read it. It said, "Ma Hastim, we're here, we're with you."
The U.S. government wants to foster that kind of cultural epiphany. Students pay $200 for the 6-week language courses, but most of the support comes from federal grants created after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. They're part of a wide-ranging government initiative to increase the number of American citizens who are fully bilingual in less commonly taught languages. The teachers also learn. Instructor Sherry Imami says that growing up in Iran, she often heard that Iranian Americans had abandoned their culture. After 7 years in this country, she realizes that's not true.
I can't really say if someone has been raised here, they can't claim that they're Iranian, because often happens that they're much more knowledgeable than a lot of Iranians who are in Iran, and they want to be Americanized.
The Persian phrase for Iranians who reject their culture is Karab Sadeh. Imami says the high school students in her summer language heritage classes are helping to make that term obsolete. For VOA News, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.